The state Senate met to vote on three previously agreed-upon budget bills in an attempt to finish the spending plan without interfering with the Easter and Passover holidays. Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco explained it on the Senate floor.
We're trying to jumpstart the process since there are three budget bills ready for people to discuss rather than having 9 or 10 budget bills at one time. We thought this would be the better way to get a reasonable debate on the bills and give everybody ample time.
But the Assembly, which was also supposed to have come to Albany to vote on the same bills, put off their session until Thursday. Off the Senate floor, Senator DeFrancisco and his colleagues expressed annoyance that the Assembly had not shown up.
This is my personal opinion. It's kind of frustrating to me that we're ready to come back Sunday, and that was the plan. And unilaterally, the Assembly Speaker decides that he's calling his conference back on Thursday. You're going to have to talk to him about what the motive is, because I don't think he consulted with anyone on this side.
Some key budget bills remained undone Sunday evening, meaning that the legislature could not vote on them until at least Wednesday or Thursday. They include ones that deal with a plan to phase in an increase of the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour and to provide rebate checks of $350 to middle-class families. Senate Republican leader Dean Skello says as far as he's concerned, all remaining budget items are settled, and he put the ball in the Assembly's court, saying it's up to Speaker Sheldon Silver to determine whether the spending plan is wrapped up by the end of the week.
Now it's up to the Speaker to make a determination as to whether he wants an on-time budget or he doesn't want an on-time budget.
Assembly spokesman Mike Weiland says Assembly members have been told to return to the Capitol Thursday to vote on all of the spending bills. And he says negotiations on the final items were ongoing Sunday night. On the Senate floor, Black and Hispanic members were critical of a budget process that they say has left them out. Senator Kevin Parker, a Democrat from Brooklyn, complained that no minorities or women were part of the top-level budget talks where most of the decisions were made. Senator Parker was also angered over the failure so far to come up with a bailout plan for the financially troubled State University's Downstate Medical Center. It treats underserved patients in Brooklyn and graduates 800 medical professionals each year.
So you want to run these nice ads about New York is open for business? It must not be open for business in Brooklyn, because you're closing the fourth largest employer in Brooklyn. And then you want my vote for that.
Senator Adriano Espaillat decried the lack of funding for the DREAM Act in the budget, which would give college aid to the children of undocumented immigrants on a weekend that brought hundreds of young Latinos to the Capitol for a conference.
There is no talk about the DREAM Act, so it lacks investment in the human capital, and I think that's a very negative shortfall for this budget.
Senators will meet again Monday, then break for about a day and a half so that some members can observe Passover. They intend to be back at the Capitol again Tuesday evening. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.